This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
The Warriors do it by becoming only the 10th team out of 223 to win a best-of-seven series while trailing 3-1.
That's the final call of Game 7 between the Golden State Warriors and the Oklahoma City Thunder last night in Oakland. Steph Curry scored 36 points to beat the Thunder 96-88, thanks to TNT there for that audio.
You can't take anything for granted because it's such a grind. It's such a battle against a great Thunder team that pushed us to the brink. So you got to be appreciative of this accomplishment.
The Warriors get a tiny bit of a break before they take on LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers on Thursday night in a rematch of last year's NBA Finals. Joining me now is Sekou Smith, sports reporter and senior analyst for NBA Digital at Turner Broadcasting. Welcome back, Sekou.
Thanks, John. How are you?
I'm good. Did you think they were out of it? The Warriors were out of it?
Yeah, like a lot of people, when they were down 3-1, you know, I was making plans for Oklahoma City for the finals. But they became one of just 10 teams in the history of the league to rally from a 3-1 deficit to win a series. And they showed the heart of a champion. They really did. They believed in themselves when no one else did. And to watch them win those last three games in that series was remarkable. Just the way they found a way each and every time between Steph Curry, you know, Klay Thompson, and the rest of those guys for the Warriors. They refused to go away. And that's why they're playing for a championship again.
When the Thunder went up 3-1, it seemed to me they really were hungry for it. They felt as though this was their last chance. How did the Warriors respond to that?
Well, I think, you know, part of playing under the pressures that come with the NBA playoffs is your true identity is revealed. You know, whatever type of team you are, whatever your makeup is, if you have the right camaraderie, if your chemistry is what it needs to be, it comes through under those pressure-packed moments. And the Thunder really came apart when it mattered most. They didn't stick together and play the way they needed to in pressure-packed games. You know, on their home floor in Oakland, they simply could not finish the deal. And the Warriors, meanwhile, believing in each other, trusting in each other, and having the muscle memory of winning a championship last year, found ways to win those games. And I think it really came down strictly to who they were as a group. I think the Warriors group was simply stronger and more cohesive than what the Thunder had.
Now, Warriors will be facing a Cleveland Cavaliers team that's very different from last year. They're healthy, and there are some serious questions about the Warriors because of what the Thunder was able to do. What do you think this series will be like?
Well, I think it's going to be as entertaining and as a roller coaster ride, you know, the same way it was last year when the Warriors beat the Cavaliers in 6 games. I think it's going the full 7 this time. And the Cavaliers are a different team, but they still have some of the same inherent mismatches that don't favor them when playing the Warriors. You know, if they want to get into a 3-point shooting contest with the greatest shooting team and the greatest shooting backcourt that we've seen, that's a dangerous proposition. I think having Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving healthy, of course, gives LeBron James 2 pieces that he didn't have in this series last year, and that could change the tone of it as well. But the Warriors are so confident, and there's such a belief in what they do and how they play and their resolve that they've shown against, you know, all odds throughout these playoffs. Without Steph Curry for 6 games, you know, unanimous MVP, sits out for 6 games, and his teammates found ways to win continuously with or without him.
All right, so Sekou Smith, sports reporter and senior analyst for NBA Digital at Turner Broadcasting. We'll see you for the finals.
Thank you, John.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.